without sword. I've wandered far, I've had my fear. I need you now, do you love me still? Only you I've seen, the hidden part of me. Call me full-hearted if you smiles and lies around me. Empty expectations, faceless fears. Sometimes this life is a bitter pill. I loved you now, do you love me still?
That was the fabulous voice of Colin Lee, our own Colin Lee, with Love Me Still. And I'm delighted now to be joined in studio by Colin.
Colin, hi, Caroline.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very much.
It's great to have you here.
Thank you.
We were saying there, I don't think we've ever met formally before.
No, yeah, it's
yeah,
the first
so it's
time.
Great
we're
to meet.
Two fellow singers meeting
that's
for
right,
the first time.
That's so, right, yeah. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Can you tell me about that song? What's the, who wrote that?
That's a Bruce Hornsby. Do you remember Bruce
yes,
Hornsby?
Yeah,
the Way
he,
It Is. And yeah. He wrote that with Chaka Khan. The two of them wrote that for a Spike Lee film in the early 90s called Clockers.
Right.
And Spike Lee and Bruce Hornsby, you wouldn't put the two of them together.
No.
And they've been collaborating ever since, but I adore that song.
It's
I
beautiful.
Love his sound. Like, you
never
know.
Heard that song before.
He's known for The Way It Is, like, you know,
yeah,
that's just
yeah.
The Way It Is. And
yes.
As a kid, I just heard his piano playing, like, and every time I hear Bruce Hornsby playing piano,
yeah.
I'm transported right back to my childhood.
Yeah.
But that's one that Chaka, I think, sung and Bruce played the
okay.
piano. So
nice.
Yeah.
So this is your debut album?
It's a debut album. It's a covers album, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's my debut album. I do write, but I just felt, you know, I just always wanted to do a covers
yeah.
collection. And I just felt that it was the right time. It just felt like the right time to do it, yeah. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, people will know your brother, Bobby.
Bob, yeah.
Amazing
yeah.
guitar player and
yeah.
singer and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
But you're here on your own. You're taking a leap.
I'm taking a leap, yeah.
So, have you been singing, like, since you were knee-high and all as well?
I started singing when I was about 15.
Okay.
I've never had the voice trained or anything
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
I just teach myself everything
yeah.
I can about it, like. And I'm nearly 40 now, so it's a while.
Yeah.
And so,
still learning.
Still learning. And yeah, just kind of teaching myself everything about it. I love singing. I just kind of started, the house would be cleared at home and I'd just go in and I'd just belt it out when there'd be nobody in the house.
Yeah.
And just, you know, and the freedom of it, like just finding out what, you know, could I sing? And then
yes.
people said, yeah, I'd the courage then to go out and do something with it. And people would say to me, God, Colin, you should do something with that. And I was like, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, great,
yeah,
great. You know,
yeah.
And it was only the walls here me at home.
I know.
And just going out then and just taking the plunge. It took me a while because I'm a nervous
yeah.
character. I'm even
I
nervous
know.
Right now talking to you. And never find the public thing easy. Like,
I
but
know.
Yeah, to answer your question, just a lot of years at it now, and just, you know, singing, you know yourself as a singer, you kind of, you're forever, you know, learning. I think it's like an endless thing. You're like, oh yeah, you can do that. I'll try that sound, I'll try that sound. And it's, I love to sing. I love it. It's a great
and
expression.
So growing up, what would you have been listening to? What would have been the main types
of
music?
Oh God, well, I'm an 80s child, so a lot of the 80s stuff. I love all the 80s stuff. I love Tears for Fears and, you know, Eurythmics and Duran Duran and all that stuff. But I just love all kinds of music. Growing up at home, there was so much going on. There was country, there was jazz. There was like every room had a different sound. You know, all the family were all, you know, into different sounds. And so I would have grown up with everything from like country to jazz, and Mam would have on Barbara Streisand, Dad would have on Ricky Skaggs, Bob would have on Iron Maiden, Susan would have on The Cure. So all of that, and Fleetwood Mac, all that stuff. And
fabulous.
So as a result, and with the album as well, there's a kind of bit of everything on it. Like, because I just love, in general, love music. Like,
So how did you manage to narrow down the selection on the CD? Because this is always a difficult thing.
God, that took me ages. I had about 40 songs initially. And as I said in the last interview that I did, that, you know, the ego has to go at the door a small bit when you're choosing songs. You kind of go, okay, just because I like Nessun Dorma doesn't mean I can sing Nessun
Dorma. I know.
You know? Yeah. Or one of those, like, you know, so you're kind of like, I had all these songs and I said, no, you know, that suits me now. And yeah, Carl, you might want to sing it, but doesn't mean you know.
I know.
So yeah, it took me a few months to get that right, and then I pared it down to 11. Yeah. And I said, you know what? And I was changing it, and I can be kind of obsessive like that, and kind of go, you know, at the last minute. And I said, Colin, just stick to the 11 here, you know. Yeah. But that did take me a long time to really kind of pin down which ones I wanted to do. Yeah.
Yeah. And do you play an instrument as well?
I don't play an instrument as of yet. I want to kind of learn some chords on the guitar because I'd love to do my own own stuff.
Me too.
So I like Bob's a fantastic guitarist, as you know.
Yeah.
Singing is my instrument. That's my first instrument, like. But to just do a few bits to put a few songs together.
It's funny, I always felt, because I don't play anything either, but I am learning piano at the moment.
Really?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
But I always felt that I wasn't a real musician because I only sang, you know, that
I had that. I had that as well. I kind of felt for a while that, do I have the right to call myself a musician?
Yeah.
Because I'm a singer,
that's,
you know?
That's right, yeah.
And with this album, like, I got really stuck in with the production, you know, and John Burke produced it with me. John's a fantastically talented guy. And of course, with the other musicians on the album, Pat O'Keefe, Bobby Lee, my father, Peter Lee, my mother, Liz, and Claire Regan, and John himself playing on the album. So I got a really great core set of...
Pat on piano,
yeah.
He's teaching me piano.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah. The track you just played there now, Let Me Still, that's Pat.
Oh, is it?
That's Pat
playing. I'm going to say that to him tomorrow.
He's fantastic.
He is.
And so I was lucky to kind of get all of them, and I knew exactly what I wanted each song sound like in my head.
Fab.
And I just, John and me just kind of chugging away at it for nearly 2 years, just getting the best we could out of every track.
Yeah.
But I've gotten your question now.
No, it's fine. It wasn't even a question. It was just I said that sometimes I felt like I wasn't a real musician because I only sang and I didn't play anything.
Yeah, so I totally sympathize with you there.
But it's ridiculous, really, because I know there's a lot of people who play instruments and can't sing either. Like,
I said to you, there was one guy said to me a few years ago, and I was saying just exactly what you're saying there now, that I never felt that I was a musician because I just merely sing, you know. And he looked at me and he says, Colin, he says, you must know at this point, he says, how hard it is to get your voice to sound like, you know, on any given day, like, you know, just how it and it's true. And you know this yourself. Your mind can have a mind of its own, you know.
And as well, I suppose, as well as that, like, look, people can sing, right? People can have a nice voice.
Yeah.
But if, like, not everybody can put emotion and heart behind what they're singing.
Yeah.
And true. Interpret the song.
Yeah.
In their own way.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I suppose we probably don't give each other enough credit when we're saying that we can only sing.
Absolutely,
because I think when people say to you, like,
wow,
or whatever, you know, that was amazing.
Yeah,
and,
Well, what I find with singing is that it's the times that I felt that I didn't sing well.
That
people say to me, I love that.
I know.
And the times then that you kind of go off the stage and you go, Oh. I think I got that right then. And then, like, you kind of, you know, you think people aren't.
It's so true. It's you so know, true
it's
as
kind
well.
Of like, it's kind of, you know. You
hear different, totally different things.
We all hear so, yeah. so different, like, and.
And we're always our own worst enemy.
Totally. Yeah. And but singing, it's a great form of expression, like, as you yeah. know yourself, it's yeah. a really great way to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
I think even if you're not a musician, not everybody plays something, but I think mm-hmm. everybody at some point sings,
yeah.
you know, whether it be around, even if you're not a singer, like you sing around the house or in the guitar,
yeah.
and then you know, I've gone for a drive. So I think every human being can kind of go, oh yeah, using your voice to kind of communicate. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why people have a strong affection for singers. Yeah.
Yeah. So you mentioned that you do write your own songs.
I do. I was working with Claire Regan for a while. The two of us were doing our own stuff with Lux Electronic stuff. And I was writing the lyrics with those songs and Claire was doing the music. And yeah, but I'm not there yet. I'm just not there yet. I know I need to kind of learn an old few chords here and there. And
I know.
How to go because, you know, that's my next goal, to do an EP of maybe a 5-track EP of
yeah.
5 or 6 songs. And I, as I said, I'm going to be 40 in about a year, so I said I'm going to promise myself.
That's the 40.
As my grandmother used to say, she goes, if I'm alive. My grandmother used to always say that, if I'm alive.
Yeah.
And so that's a goal. Like,
yeah.
You know, so, but it's nice to have the covers album.
Definitely.
Done and dusted and kind of go, that's there now, like, you know.
Exactly. It's lovely to have it for posterity.
It is, like, and the having the physical, like a few people said to me, like, we're in the age of the download. Like, why do you want to release it physically? And I said, you know, I'm very old-fashioned like that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you would agree with that, but, you know, the kind of holding the artwork.
Absolutely.
And the vinyl and CD, it's part of the thrill for me.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Downloads are great, but they're a little bit, they can be a bit impersonal.
Definitely.
In the sense, if you're a music lover, you have your collection there to look at.
You do.
And I said, no, I'd like to release it physically.
Yeah.
And it's nice to kind of, even looking at it there now, it's kind of, it took so much work to get it right.
See, that's it.
And you're like,
you can hold the work in your hands.
Know, I still, even this morning, like, I kind of woke up and said, I must go out to John now and do something else. I'm still in that mode of kind of, I must do one more thing now, you know. And I'm like, Colin, no, it's done.
Yeah.
It's done.
Are you happy with how it's turned out?
I'm sure you're never like, you're always nitpicking.
It's a difficult question.
You know, I always feel that I could have given something better or I could have gotten the arrangement on something better. But, like, for the most part, like, I mean, you know, you're getting into tech. If sometimes technically being perfect can take you, you know, sometimes a voice that's too perfect, as you mentioned, just feeling a while ago. Feeling, I think, is everything in singing. Mm. Even if you have a bum note here and there, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like, do they feel, are you feeling the words, you know, and hopefully anybody who listens to the album, hopefully they'll feel it too. Yeah,
it's interesting because I listen to, you know, people that are in the charts at the moment now. Billie Eilish now, for example.
Yeah.
When you listen to her voice on the recordings, there's nothing perfect, say, about them in that
it's kind of raw, like.
Yeah, it's like, did she just do that? Did they?
Yeah.
Were they in the studio and the producer just, and she just sang it that way and they said, yeah, that sounds great, or did they say, no, go back now again? Because it doesn't sound like it, just sound, because, you know, she, like, she's obviously not singing out as such. It's kind of, a lot of it's kind of, you know, but it sounds fab.
Yeah.
You know, I often wonder.
It's kind of like that marriage of kind of being in the moment.
Mm.
And kind of capturing,
yeah.
I think even out in the studio, like, there were moments like where we kind of, John and me would look at each other and go, yeah, that works, you know?
Yeah.
Let's not mess with it.
Yes.
Even if it's not, you know,
totally
perfect and squeaky clean.
Yeah.
But there's feeling there.
Yes.
And, you know, just let's just go with that.
I'd say it's down to the producer as well and the person who is listening to that as well, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's what the two of us did. Like, you know, I mean, I wanted to produce the album myself, but I wanted someone to come on board with me.
Yeah.
And I said to John, listen, would you mind the two of us putting our heads together with this? Because John's fierce history and he's got a great history and he's a brilliant dear. And, so working with John was great. Like, it was really kind of, we kind of bashing out ideas and stuff, and we could each tell each other when we felt something wasn't. And John might say to me, will we do that again? And you know, I trust John completely.
Yeah.
And So yeah, it was an intense process, but I enjoyed it too. I enjoyed it too. It was really.
So you have the album now. You have the physical copy. Is there a launch planned? Or
I'm not.
A
no, it
something?
Might sound strange. I'm not going to launch it because I don't know. I'm going to be quite honest with you. I don't think I'm well enough known yet to have a launch night. And I don't want to be dragging a few people out of their houses, you know, on a cold Thursday or Friday night. And, I'm not that well known enough yet. And I have no problem saying that. People know I sing.
Yeah.
But I just kind of felt, what I'll do is just do some radio sessions and just try and get it out there. And everything is the internet these days anyway.
Of course.
You know.
Yeah.
A launch, if I was kind of more well known, it'd be nice. But I wouldn't want to waste people's time by dragging them out.
Oh, Jeannie, I don't think so. I think people like discovering new artists and new singers
And I suppose a big part of it too is the door as well.
I know.
It can't stop, but just plugging it and doing and send out the promos to radio stations and if someone would like me to come in for a chat and play a few songs from it, I mean, that's enough for me. That's why I kind of did it. I kind of did it kind of not kind of as a vanity project, but kind of to go, because I'm singing so long now, and I never really had a recording of my own, and just kind of go, yeah, Yara Colin, you've done that now, you know. So just kind of a thing for myself too, to kind of missing piece of the jigsaw to kind of what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And of course, you want people to kind of go, God, this I like this, you know. And,
yeah.
And people have since it's been out, I've got a lot of really good reactions to it, and people are really loving it. So that's a joy to hear.
You're happy with that. And have you been gigging and do you gig and stuff like that?
I was gigging. I was with I did a few different things. I started off as a country singer that's what I started doing. And then I was doing I was in a blues rock band, and then I was in doing musicals, and then I was doing the electronica with Claire and all different kind of toe in every pond, because as I say, that's me. I'll just follow whatever it feels right at the time. So, but no gigging. I haven't done for a while. Okay. It's just been the process of this was even before recording. It was just something I've just been putting together, and it started in about the beginning of 2018.
Yeah,
and I just said, now's the time. And I was going to put it off again, and I said, no, just do it, So, it's been a while since I gigged, and actually, the next time I do gig, I'm going to be really nervous, because that muscle is kind of...
I know.
It's kind of after weakening a small bit in me,
And there's different... Look, I stand up in front of a church full of people and sing for you, no problem.
Yeah.
But then put me in on a different setting, then I might be like, exposed.
Yeah.
I feel exposed in other another.
Yeah, and you do a lot of work, don't you?
I do a lot of church, mainly church stuff. My husband is starting up a band, and trying to get that off the road. So that's a change for me now. Yeah. That's a different
Brilliant.
Thing.
Yeah.
So that's
Brilliant.
Getting me out of my comfort
getting
zone.
Out
but
of comfort
it's kind
zone.
Of like.
And you have to get out of the comfort zone.
You do. You have to make yourself do it.
You know, because everything will get kind of stagnant and all that. Yeah, so the next time I gig, I don't know what it'll be, but I just know that I will be,
Hopefully.
And the thing about singing, and you know yourself, the nervous effect, your singing
voice. I know.
And that's the conundrum of singing, is that you can't be nervous, and yet here you are needing to relax. Yeah. So it's kind of, you kind of have to be kind of zen.
Because everything's restricted, it gets tight.
Everything
and then you're
is tight, and it's. It's great. It's music is. God, I wouldn't know what I'd have done without it. Really,
I know. It's kind of. I've always felt that, if I lost the voice, if something happened, I'd be who would I be without it?
I always wake up and every day, and I thank whoever's responsible for me being here. Thank you for my hearing and for my singing voice, because I just couldn't imagine losing my hearing and not being able to hear music.
I would go mad. Yeah.
And you hear of singing singers losing their voices. One of my favorite singers, Sam Brown. Do you remember? Brown. Stop.
Yes.
Sam is a fantastic singer,
amazing.
And I met her a few times, and she lost her voice. Back in 2007, I think.
Right.
And as since, it's never come back for
really?
Her.
Really?
And she was one of the best singers you could ever hear.
Oh, my God, she was amazing.
And it just never... It's so when I heard what happened to her, I'm just kind of... you can't get paranoid about it either.
No, you can't.
Because, you know, you just have to kind of live in the moment.
Absolutely.
Easier said than done.
Yeah. Well, it's been a pleasure, Colin. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
And the very best of luck with the CD. Where can people buy it?
You can buy it in Read and Write in Main Street in Yall.
Fab.
And Cree's Card Shop
Excellent.
In Main Street in Yall as well. It's called Reminisce, and if anyone wants to buy a copy, that's where you'll get it.
And you have a Facebook page or anything like that?
I do. It's just if you type in Colin Lee Yall, I'm there. Any info that you're looking for will be right there for you.
Excellent. Colin, the very best, and hopefully we get to hear you headlining something.
Hopefully.
The Homebirds Music Festival is coming up in May now.
Oh, God, yeah, right.
Maybe. Something to work towards.
Yeah.
Good couple of months now.
Try and calm myself down, steady myself.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Colin,
and
very best of luck. I'm going to leave you with The Edge of Forever from Colin's debut album, Reminisce. Thank you all for tuning in. I hope you enjoy the show. And I'll be back on Friday with the final boombox ever. Yeah, because schedules are changing next week. So I'll be moving to a Wednesday morning slot with interesting chats and interviews and all that. It's going to be fab. Brilliant. Anyway, have a good week. Stay warm because it's freezing out there. And I'll talk to you all on Friday. Sayonara.
When you were young, did you ever love somebody like I love you now, 'cause now that you're older, I see you don't mind letting go of my hand in a crowd. You don't want to hold tight. And when we kiss goodnight, there's a million hearts beating in a row. I wish they would go away. And I say it again, there's a million hearts that break too soon. Every time you go, when you were young, did you ever fall down, graze your knee, and wanna run to someone? 'Cause now that you're older, I've been falling down. Now I wanna run to someone, but there's nobody around. Can't hear the sound. There's a million hearts beating in a row. I wish they would.